It's Thursday, March 14th, 2023. For Lincoln KY, this is the Daily Headlines Podcast, and I am Noah Jones. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link Podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link Podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com.
The Covington Department of Finance gave a presentation on the city's budget for the first half of the fiscal year at the commission meeting Tuesday night. Finance Director Steve Webb described the numbers as better than expected, although he admitted that the gap in payroll revenue arising from work-from-home labor arrangements at large local employers like Fidelity was still at play. Budget Director Joel Baker presented the figures to the commission. The counts Baker presented represented the figures for the time period between July 1st and December 31st, 2023. Counts up to December 31st actually put the city in the black, with overall revenues for the general fund exceeding overall expenses by about $2 million. The overall general fund figures, for instance, included a $9.2 million in property tax revenue the city had received in October, which was usually when property taxes came in. Moreover, the city had received $1.2 million in delinquent payroll taxes originally slated to arrive in 2022. On the other hand, revenue from taxes on insurance fees had increased by about $1 million compared to its previous year. All of this had the effect of pushing the city just over the edge in revenues. If a state budget proposal successfully makes its way through this legislative session, Northern Kentucky's Chase College of Law could be moving to the former IRS site in Covington, according to university officials. The Kentucky State Appropriations Committee, chaired by Northern Kentucky State Senator Chris McDaniel, a Republican from Ryland Heights, released its state budget proposal on Wednesday, which includes a $150 million appropriation to establish a Commonwealth Center for Biomedical Excellence, a cross-institutional collaboration at Covington's Central Riverfront Development Site, located at the former site of the IRS. The proposed campus would feature facilities from Northern Kentucky University's Chase College of Law and University of Kentucky's College of Medicine, and its work would conceivably dovetail from the Life Sciences Laboratory at 1NKY Center, which received $15 million in state investment in 2022. And the private biomedical firms in the city, such as CTI Clinical Trial and Consulting Services, Gravity Diagnostics, and Bexian Pharmaceuticals. The announcement goes on to say that the site would have nearly 600 graduate students, faculty, and staff on campus at a time. The proposal will now pass out of committee onto the Senate floor, where it will need at least 20 yes votes to move forward. If passed, it will then pass on to the governor's desk. Link NKY will report more on this process as it continues. This Monday's Park Hill City Council meeting was full of former Board of Adjustments member Charles Lee Myers' friends and family. They were all there to watch as he was recognized with a proclamation for his long-standing dedication to the Park Hills community. Myers retired in 2001 after 50 years of service on both the Board of Adjustments and as a county engineer for Kent County. Myers was born in Covington and attended both Holmes High School and Thomas More College. He earned a Bachelor's of Art and subsequent Bachelor's of Science in Civil Engineering from the University of Dayton. Now, Myers spends time in his home on Audubon Road, where he lived with his late wife, Anna Margaret Lawson, and raised both his children and grandchildren. When asked what his impact on Park Hills was, Myers answered with one word: fairness. He said he strived to treat everyone equally to their neighbor and to make zoning as common sense and equal as possible. That's going to wrap us up for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and I look forward to talking to you on Friday. Thanks for listening.